this event. I do know Chris Ashmore is standing by on the other line in the studio because he is at the service area in Milford as the leading cars go into service for the second time today. He's there to get reaction from the leading crew, so Chris will be joining us very, very shortly with some reaction from the top competitors as they head to that service, having completed 10 stages on the Donegal International Rally, 4 stages on day 2. They've just come off the second run around the Classic, the Mighty Knockalla. Well, Manus Kelly and Donal Byrd have had their lead at the head of the field reduced to 7.8 seconds by Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. While in the national side of the event, the Darians are having a real ding-dong there in that category as they battle it out at the front of the field. And it is Ian Barrett and Paul McGee who have the advantage at the moment over Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan. But the Darian of Gallagher on his home patch reducing that deficit now to 31.3 seconds. That is the advantage that Barrett has at the moment. So then, let us tell you about the story of Stage 10. Manus Kelly and Donal Byrd, 9 minutes 42.5 in the Subaru Impreza WRC. But the quickest of the cars over Knockalla, he's been the quickest all day in Day 2, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, 9 minutes 41.8. That means their advantage overall is down to 7.8 seconds. Josh Moffat, 9 minutes 51.5. He was the quickest of the R5 cars in there. His brother Sam, just a slight bit slower on 9.52.5 was the time of Sam. Callum Devine has been very impressive over the last two stages. In Cairn Hill, he was the second fastest R5, and he's the third fastest in Knockalla. 9 minutes 55.8 was the unofficial time for the Dairyman Callum Devine with Brian Howe on board. Very impressive there. As for Robert Doug, he's in an R5 car. We normally see him in an Escort. A very, very tidy and clean driver. 9 minutes 58.6 was the time there for Duggan in Knockalla. We've lost Robert Barabel. He was here in the Fiesta R5. Unfortunately for him, he has had to pull in the stage in Knockalla. So the car giving up the ghost on him, and things not going his way in Knockalla. So he had to withdraw from the event. Joe McGonigal, I don't think Joe has passed us. We'll just double check it. Maybe in the next 5 minutes or so as to what the story is with Joe, because Joe has had a puncture in there. Joe and Kieran Geaney in the Mini WRC, they've had a puncture in Knockalla, and they have had to pull in as well, and it looks as if Joe McGonigal's rally could be coming to an end. Nothing appearing on the timesheets yet. We may have just missed him passing us here at the end of the stage. So unofficially in the International Rally, this is how we see it. 7.9 actually is the difference between Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett and Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. The S12 Subaru Impreza WRCs heading the field separated by just shy of 8 seconds. Myself and Seamus McGinnigan, we're sort of relaxing here in the Kia Sportage. Believe it or not, in the sunshine at the end of Knockalla, we're looking down into the Rathmullen, and it's a glorious sight as Donegal and the sunshine, but it wasn't too nice this morning because it was very, very wet, and there was huge downpours in Cairn Hill, particularly in Knockalla and the opening loop. But it met for tricky conditions that favoured Gary Jennings, as we've been telling you. Is the deficit now between Gary Jennings and Manus Kelly, the difference there is just under 8 seconds. 7.9 is the difference, but what we can tell you weather-wise, it's going to be dry apparently for the rest of the day, and it's starting to heat up as well, which will be a big factor in the tyres as well, trying to get the tyres to work right, getting the heat into those tyres as well. And they're going to a part of this rally, which is, you heard Gary allude to, it's Manus' home turf. They're heading off to Trenta and Gartan. And that's the home patch of Manus Kelly. He'd be favoured going into them stages. But can Gary Jennings is the question. Can he continue to eat away at time at Manus? It's all set for a big, big stage as we go to the latter part of day 2. But before we went over to Chris, I was telling you about the battle for third place. Josh Moffat was the quickest of the R5 cars. He is third overall. And the situation with Josh is... you could probably add about 13 seconds onto his time, and he puts an appeal in later on to get the time adjusted. He currently leads Sam Moffat in third by 3.7 seconds. But as you heard Josh say in the interview with Chris, and he told us as well, he was held up with Darren Gass's crash on Cairn Hill earlier. So he dropped about 13 seconds or so due to that hold-up. So he's looking to get the time adjusted. So you could probably add another 10 or so onto the time of Sam Moffat. And unofficially, as we see it, there's a advantage there of Moffat in third and in the R5 category now of in and around between 15 and 17 seconds, but that has to be clarified later on today. Sam obviously is in fourth, Rob Duggan and Jerry Conway in another R5, fifth overall, 8 seconds adrift of Moffat. They were a wee bit slower than the rest of the R5s in Knockgallagher. We've been talking about Callum Devine and Brian Howe today that have been very impressive as well. Sixth overall, 29.4 down on Duggan. Eugene Donnelly had power steering issues earlier in the day. Himself and Mark Keane and the Hyundai now up into 7th position, and the reason for that is we've lost the likes of Robert Barabel. Looks like Joe McGonigal's race is over as well due to that puncture and having to pull in. Johnny Greer and Christy Ruddock are up into 8th position, and Parik Duffy and Kevin Glynn are in 9th, with Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath currently sitting in 10th with other times still to come in. But we do know what the top 8 drivers are and how they're sitting at the moment, and in the international, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett continue to lead the way there. I suppose before we look at the national side of the event, some of the big stories from today on day 2, if you missed it this morning, Damien Tourish and Donal McAleenney were leading the national rally by just 0.3 of a second, but they didn't come out of Parc Fermé due to a mechanical issue, an engine issue with the car. So a disappointing end to the rally for them, having led so convincingly at one stage yesterday. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly, another disappointing end for Declan Boyle, and the car gave up the ghost once again, this time just at the start of Knockgallagher. He didn't make the start. He was about 10 or 12 seconds slower than the leaders in Cairn Hill. Went to Knockgallagher, obviously there was a problem with the car, and he couldn't get started in Knockgallagher, and that Fiesta WRC giving him problems once again and bringing to an end his event, his rally for 2018. We've mentioned Darren Gass on a couple of occasions there already. Darren Gass and Enda Sherry, Cairn Hill being their downfall once again. A number of years ago, they crashed out of the event. They were pushing hard. One thing about Darren is we know he's going bang on 10 tenths, and it was a case today in Cairn Hill. He was pushing very hard, but about two-thirds of the way through, he slid off the road and crashed out of the rally, bringing an end to his event. We mentioned Robert Barabel, and another man's gone missing as well, is Gary McPhillips. Well, he's gone missing, but he had to pull in. He's gone missing on the timesheets. He had to pull in further on up the stage. The reason for that in the Mark II is because he picked up a puncture as well. It looks like the damage was too severe to the car with that puncture. And Gary McPhillips, looks as if the Donegal Rally is over for him as well. He, of course, is a former winner of the national category. So then, we're going to dip into that national category. We've heard from Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. They are the leaders in the national category. But it was Kevin Gallagher and Nolo Sullivan that were quickest over Knockgallagher. 9 minutes 59.1 was the time for Gallagher. A 10.07.6 for Barrett. He was held up and had a bit of debris following the cars that went off the road of Barabel ahead of him. But it's now down to 31.3 is the difference between Barrett and Gallagher. Gary Kiernan and Ryan Muir, third overall. They sit 56 seconds adrift of Gallagher, but they are the leading Mark II. Ryan Muir, of course, a Donegal man, on board with Gary Kiernan to date. Jonathan Pringle's been on the move. Himself and Paul Sheridan are leading Class 14, fourth overall, and they're just 0.6 of a second behind Kiernan. And looking at the times, it looks as if Pringle was it. Yeah, the Pringle was the quickest of the Mark IIs, with a time of 10 minutes, 12.5 was the time there for Jonathan Pringle, with an excellent time.
Right,
across
Oisín, Oisín, we'll just cut across you for a moment. We're going back Chris. We're going back to Chris Ashmore.
Yes, thanks. We're here at service, and some breaking news. Kevin Gallagher in the National, a fuel problem coming into service. He was out of the car and having to push it, and it looks as if they may well have got a two up into service, but there was problems. Kevin Gallagher, second in the National in the Darien, but in a little bit above it, going into service. He is some 31.3 seconds we make it behind Ian Barrett, so we'll see what happens there in service. Just seeing a few other people going through. Kyle McGettigan, of course, is going well, and they're continuing on in here at the halfway stage. Back to you.
Thanks very much to Chris. We'll just go back finally then to Oisín Kelly.
Okay, so Kevin Gallagher sounds to be in a bit of bother with that Darien heading into service, and we'll have to wait to see if he can get that issue fixed and get back out on the road as he chases down the national title. Of course, it was on Saturday 2 last year that Gallagher was leading the event, and then it all ended for him. His rally came to an end, and he's, I'm sure, hoping that that won't be a similar case today. We were talking about Jonathan Pringle. 10 minutes, 12.5 was the time for Jonathan Pringle. The quickest of the Mark IIs, the second fastest. Well, the man we haven't spoke too much about this weekend. He's had some problems, but he's certainly back on the pace. If I can find him on the sheet in front of me. Yeah, there he is. Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris. 10 minutes, 13 dead for the County Tyrone man. The flamboyant Frank Kelly back on the pace with a very, very quick time over Knockalla. Jonathan Pringle's fourth overall. Ryan Lockhart and Gareth Doherty are in fifth, 41.2. Mark Alcorn and Kevin McCafferty going well, just 0.2 back in 6th position. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill sit in 7th, 18.6 adrift. Then it's Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris, 5 adrift off Hetherington. Kelly in 8th place. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly are inside the top 10. They are 11.5 seconds down in Kelly, and the top 10 in the National at the minute has been wrapped up by Stuart Darcy and Alan Keenan, who are also in the Darien. I'm just going to take a look down through some of the other competitors in the National, because there is, of course, a huge Donegal interest here. Some of the names that stand out, Kylan and Dale McGettigan, they are still going as well. Also in there is Johnny Baird alongside the likes of Wesley Patterson. Johnny Jordan still in there. Michael Dunlop, the man who won 3 TT races last week, he's on the move in Letterkenny and Donegal too. Matt Cairns is on board calling the notes. They're second in Class 13. They're up to 16th position overall. Columba Hina and Derek Hina are also still going, as is the likes of Daniel Conaghan and Terence McGee. Martin McGee and Johnny McGee still in there. John F. Shovlin and Emmett Brosnan in action, as is Patrick McHugh and Parik O'Donnell, Peter Wilson and Brendan McElhinney, Damien Worski and Connell McNulty. These are all Mark IIs, by the way. Connor Waters and Shane O'Donnell. Further on down, Liam McGettigan and Dermot McGettigan, they're still leading their class. J.R. McDade and Keith Curley still in action. Brian Brogan, Damien McGettigan still in this race as well. Just some of the local crews. It's hard to keep tabs on all of them, but there's some of the local crews that are still competing in the national side of the event. But at the head of that one, it's Barrett ahead of Gallagher. That's Kevin Gallagher, 31.3 seconds is the advantage. The first car due on the next stage, which is Special Stage 11, it's going to be Garton, is just after 3 o'clock. Then they go to Trenta, it's back to service, and then they'll do that loop again before they head back into the town of Letterkenny for Park Fermi in and around between 6:30 and 7 o'clock this evening. There's still a lot of rally and action to take place, but we expect things to gather a bit of pace as well, gather a bit more speed, a bit more momentum, because it's going to be dry for the afternoon, and that's what the bulk of the crowds wanted. It seems to be what Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett want as well, because they are heading to their home turf. They're going for 3 in a row. They are the defending champions. It's going to be Manus's backyard, and it's going to make this race extremely interesting, to say the least. As we head in that direction, at the front of the International, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett lead by 7.9 seconds from Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. There's still a lot to play for, and you can keep pace with the race by tuning to Highland Radio throughout the afternoon, and of course with reaction pieces online at highlandradio.com as well. Many thanks to the Pulse Nightclub and to the Voodoo Venue in Letterkenny for their continued support, supporting our coverage of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. We're heading off to the next loop, Kenny. We'll be back with more very, very soon on Saturday Sport.